untapped talent on cliffcentral.com.
Welcome to it. My name is Sia Sangwenifin. Thank you so much for having us on. This is Untapped Talent right here on cliffcentral.com. It's another week. It's a Friday. It's 9 a.m. because we do this all the time. An hour of chatting to awesome, cool people, young stars on the rise who have awesome stories to tell. That's how it's definitely going to be this week as well. I'm chatting to, first and foremost, Anele Papu. I have to say, first, like, it's a cool damn name. Like, I think when they were in the bigger scheme of things, when names are sort of chosen and who sounds cool and who doesn't sound cool, Sia Sangwenifin just doesn't hold highly up there on the ranks. But Anele Papu does sound, you know, it's definitely up there. Top five, nochal. Besides having a cool name, the guy's cool himself as well. He's this creative, he's a photographer, he's a social influencer. So he definitely has a story to tell. And I'm so excited to get to chat to him in a little bit. And then a little later, I have an artist by the name of Valeska Muller, who's this natural born performer and a singer and a songwriter and actress and a vocal coach. And it's basically like, what doesn't she do? I can definitely tell that if we were probably in school together, she would have been the girl that I absolutely hated because she's just perfect and does everything. So she'll be in a little bit getting to know more about her. And then she performs while we play her latest single. It is Not Again. So very cool stuff on the show this week. If you do want to get in contact with us, you know, we always do this all the time, right? You can tweet us at cliffcentral.com or at Sia_SF. Or alternatively, you can send us a message on WeChat. Our official account is cliffcentral. Just simply tap connect and then message to show. So without wasting any more time, right, I really want to get into the spirit of things. I'm kind of feeling down in the dumps with the sicknesses all up, trying to ruin my weekend, but it's not going to happen because I'm like, you know what, somewhere out there in the world there's Coldplay, and somewhere in the world there's Beyonce, who are kind of doing good for me. So if you do not know, and if you have not heard by now, it was a couple of weeks ago from Coldplay's latest album that they debuted the song Hymn for the Weekend. It's a collaboration with Coldplay and Beyonce, and I absolutely love the song. I always kind of say, in a past life, I think I may have been Indian, simply because, I don't know, I just like curries, like the food, family's down with that, and I think if I can sing and dance in my life all the time, I do that pretty often. So here you go. Coldplay and Beyonce have the music video for Hymn for the Weekend set in India. It's an amazing music video, so if you want to check it out, go onto YouTube and see that. But I say all of that just to say, every single week right here on Untapped Talent, we do the cover of the week. I go onto YouTube, see what young musicians are doing and how their, you know, their different takes on certain musicians are. And so there is a young guy, his name is Jesse Dill on YouTube. He's done a cover of Coldplay's Hymn for the Weekend, and so far it's got more than 30,000 views. So kudos on him. I think it's absolutely awesome. But you know what? You do the judging, because that's what we do right here on Untapped Talents. It's this week's cover of the week, Jesse Dill with Coldplay's Hymn for the Weekend.
Untapped Talent on cliffcentral.com.
Jess Dill's on YouTube with Coldplay and Beyonce's Hymn for the Weekend cover. So that's it. This week's cover of the week right on Untapped Talent. I actually kind of like it. I won't, you know, Beyonce and Coldplay on a different level. But you know what? Kudos, guy. You know what? I think you really did a good job there. So on to people who are doing more amazing things. This guy needs, I think I'd have to say, no introduction, just because he comes in and his appearance, his charisma itself is enough of an introduction. It's my very first guest right here on Untapped Talent. Good morning, Mr. Anele.
Morning, bud.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm awesome. So let's just get the formalities of the title out of the way. Mm-hmm. How do you go about describing yourself? What do you do in a nutshell?
I'm a creative man.
Yes. I have a bone to pick with that term, but that'll be a question later on in the conversation.
Okay. I'm a creative man. Basically do what I like, and I just transform my thoughts into whatever I feel like, just to communicate that to my audience. That's it.
Okay, you know what? Let's just break it down now. You call yourself a creative. Yeah. I want to know, when you need to fill in a document, you are at Home Affairs, for example, and you need to fill occupation.
Yeah.
What do you put?
Photographer.
There we go.
Photographer.
So you dabble in some photography.
Yeah.
What else do you dabble in?
Well, photography, drawing, painting.
Yes.
It's all sorts. It's all sorts of just different mediums. Yeah, different mediums, but basically however or whatever I can to basically visually communicate whatever I need to say.
So for you, you've always been a creative person?
Yeah, I'd like to think that.
And for you, it's always been about being able to express yourself in different ways?
Yeah, I mean, it's what we all like to do, you know?
Uh-huh.
Other people just speak about it. Yeah. Others, like, write it down, sing, you know?
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
When did you see yourself, you know, or when did you first notice that you were a creative person? How do you, you know, what was it that first tipped you off?
It was doing portraits of my family members, everyone in the family.
Like, oh, really?
Like, yeah. Like, I'd pick up, like, an old photograph, and I'd, like, sketch the whole thing.
Oh, shit.
Do, like, an 8th. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, every Christmas, everyone would be like, oh, you did a portrait for me, too.
I was
like, that kid at home.
So I would be,
like,
very grateful to have you in my family, but after a while, I'd be like, listen, a voucher to Sandton City wouldn't hurt. Some chocolate wouldn't either, not just a portrait. So how old were you then?
I was like 12.
Yeah.
I was 12, yeah.
And at 12 years old, if we went back to Anele at 12, did he see himself doing that as a...
Definitely not. I'm from Port Elizabeth,
uh-huh.
from the Eastern Cape, and not to say, like, nothing happens there. It's just that...
but you nothing don't see, happens
look, a lot happens in PE.
Okay.
This is where my photography, you know?
Says the place with, like, 3 main roads, and that's it.
But a man. But yeah.
We have to, like, drive to visit your neighbor. No thanks. I'll stick to my Durban and my Joburg.
Hey, I love my PE. We have beautiful beaches there, man.
Okay, true. That's kind of plus side. So there you were, 12 years old. And what was the vision for yourself?
At that point, I didn't really have anything planned. Mm-hmm. I was just, like, enjoying the moment, you know, just, like, finishing my sketches and doing this and Dragon Ball Z, you know, that period. But it was more related to, like, having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was my playtime.
Yeah.
And that, like, carried on. And then at school, I would sketch, like, my teachers and, like, do, like, little sketches and pass it down to people and they would all laugh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but
did you take art at school?
No, I didn't.
Wow.
That's the thing. That's what's crazy.
I feel like in a conventional way, did you not even force yourself, but were you like, okay, maybe I might just go and study a BCom just because that's what everyone says? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you find yourself having that conversation?
No, my family was very supportive.
That's awesome.
Even before I even, like, realized that I'm gifted in this thing, everyone that just came in, okay, listen, just go try out graphic design, just try out this and that, anything to boost what you can do right now.
Yeah.
And then you can just do it on a professional level. And then I was like, let's just to see what happens, you know, because I finished my trick. I was very young. I was 16.
You were 16?
Yeah.
So what am I doing with my life?
At that time, I was like PlayStation, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what did you do when you matriculated?
I went into fine art.
Okay.
But it was more graphic design, photography, painting, drawing, all sorts of mediums, sculpture. And then the whole thing it just exploded, you know, because in my first year, I literally had my work exhibited with international work. So it was
Excuse me.
Was one of those things, like, everyone was like, Anele, just come sit here.
So I just need to understand this. You were now 17 years old during your first year.
Yeah.
You were then just casually expressing yourself because that's honestly what you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And then you start getting these accolades and acknowledgements, you know, of people saying, listen, you deserve to be at this world level. What does that do to a 17-year-old? That's a bit of a mind flip.
It is. It's just one of those things where you're just like, everyone's like asking, how did you do it? What did you do?
Yes.
Like, yeah. And then you're just like, well, I followed the brief. You know, we were told to go take pictures and that's what I did. And then, you know, but it grew from there.
You know?
It inspired me that everyone just, like, admired that. And I just wanted to create more and more and more. And then that's when
What were your inspirations? What did you seek? What were you inspired by at that age?
It's just the culture, you know, the culture, just the people, because you in in the creative space, you have this very nice, free-spirited, you know, laid back, everyone's yes. happy, everyone's just trying to communicate, everyone's polite, they're just trying to understand what your and take they, is on this.
And they just give you the freedom.
You know what I mean?
For your mind to wander wherever, to do whatever.
Basically. So, it just felt like the right space, you know? Uh-huh. I felt like I was with the right people. And I'd ask this, get advice from the next person on how to do this and how to do that. And then it just like came together.
And at that moment, is that when you realize like, oh shucks, I can actually do this, get paid, and I could do this for the rest of my life?
That's when I started, I registered a company then, at the end of my first year, and then I started making a bit of money just to like, you know, university, you know, it's rough for everyone. And then from that point, I was like, oh, I'm making a bit of money, maybe I could just like do more in this thing. And then when I started doing that, it just like exploded into like this big, massive thing, you know?
Yeah.
And then from that point moving forward, it just demanded a lot because people were like, when are you putting out the next, you know, photo shoot? We enjoyed the images from the last one. And then I was like, I just need to keep creating. And then, yeah.
So where were you showcasing your art at this point?
Social media. That's the platform.
Now, this is the major 21st century story then. That's so you did
Facebook, created a page, and from there it was just like, and especially on campus, you have like 30,000 students at NMMU that are going to look at this image. So it's going to get like huge numbers.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to
know.
And
the traction that you need.
You know what I mean? Oh, that handsome guy here, photographer.
He says
Anele
ever
Papu.
So
much.
Oh,
no,
oh,
no,
okay.
Come on.
I was about to say, he says ever so modestly. Yeah.
Yeah. So it just like went on and on and on. And then it just spread out.
And that's a good thing, though. Do you remember some of the first few comments from people that it meant a lot coming from, you know, the first compliments you received, and you actually like sat there and you were taken aback by, you know, person X could say such a thing about me and my work?
I would say it was from the head of department. Imagine in first year, she sat me down. She was lecturing BTEC students at the time. The lady, she called me into her office and then she sat me down. She was like, we know you want to go into graphic design, but we feel that your photography is very good and you possibly don't see that. So we'd like to give you projects on the side just so you can do spare time. And then so you can also reflect on that, but you're gifted in this thing. So maybe just try it out and see how it goes. And I think from that, I didn't understand at that time, but now I'm like, I'm grateful I had those kind of people around me.
Yeah.
I mean, they supported me and they were very supportive.
What bigger pat on the back do you need by that? I'm sure that was hugely encouraging. So when did you move over to Johannesburg and why did you move over to Johannesburg?
I just felt like I exhausted PE.
You were tired of the three main roads. You needed traffic.
I just exhausted PE. I did everything I could have done in photography. I worked with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt that I just need to move out. So I'd come into Joburg for like a week, 2 days, fly in, do a project, go back. And every time I'd go back, it would feel a little different, you know?
Yeah.
Every time. It's just like, hey, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do this. And everyone's like, yeah, maybe next week. And Joburg's exactly. like, yo, let's do it. Okay, cool. Now, you know, and that was just very exciting that everyone was just so keen to do something, you know.
How do you describe Johannesburg as the hub of creativity? You know, what is it about this energy around the city? What is it about the work ethic in the city? What is it about people's mindsets that sets Johannesburg apart?
You're just helping me to guess Johannesburg. Yeah, basically, I'd say
you came here for a reason, so I need to know that.
I'd say people aren't afraid here, you know, to do what they feel. That's the thing.
Yeah,
you know, it's just a beautiful, beautiful mindset. You know, you have artists like people rapping, and you have people dressing however they feel. Like you can just see it. Like you personally probably wouldn't dress like that.
Yeah.
But for them to do it, it's just how they feel, and you feel however you're dressed. And it's just seeing that, you know, Bramfontein, just like,
yes,
you could just like go to Bramfontein and sit in one spot and just look around. It's
yeah.
just it's beautiful, you know?
But do you ever get to a point, like, it's all good and well that everyone is expressing themselves, but I think you know, Mr. Person in the corner, should just calm down with your expression. And I say Mr. X in the corner, I mean Kanye West, for example. He says, like, oh, I'm such a creative. Oh. I am a god. I'm amazing. Don't you think there's... Some people just use creativity as a bit of, like...
Just to do whatever.
Yeah, justification of sorts.
No, you know what? I feel, you know, on that Kanye West
lost me.
Top...
No, but I'll hear you out.
On that Kanye West topic, I mean, I feel he's just misunderstood, you know? He's just like, he's a great, great creative. Okay. He's futuristic, you know? Uh-huh. People don't think ahead like he is.
Yeah.
So they think... You're just talking whatever, man. Just, you know, keep quiet.
I think his work speaks for itself.
But you need to understand that by the time we see it,
yes,
that means it's last year's idea. People don't get that. Like, he designed the shoe 5 years ago.
Yeah.
He put it out. We rave over it. But it's an old idea. By the time it comes out,
okay,
it's so old school. Because the production is going to take months, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like photography. I conceptualize an image, I do it, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
That was my thing. And then when I have to shoot a month later, and then I do the editing, and then I put it out, and people are like, oh, you're so dope.
You're not even there anymore.
I have 20 other ideas that I've came up with, but it's just that you haven't seen it.
Uh-huh.
So it's not about finishing the project, it's about the creativity, you know, just pouring it out. And that's Kanye West.
Does that also justifies the thing he says, like, you know, I'm Kanye West, I'm gonna run for president? Explain that. Is that him being expressive and creative?
Let's see much later.
Okay,
you will understand. We're like, oh, Kanye West, you were right, you know. But that's the thing, man, it's just hard to be these people.
Yes,
you know, like creatives. It's just like,
it's a 21st century issue. Let's just put it at that then.
Let's
we'll agree to sort of disagree on that.
Yeah.
I just want to know, from your point of view, who are some of the people now? You know, you've mentioned the likes of Kanye West, and you went on a mini rant, you know, explaining why you think he's so awesome. Who are some of the creatives that you look up to today?
Today, it's just local people right now, man, because they understand our lifestyle, our culture, everything that we do here. La Duma, Utreva, all these guys, they taking our, because the thing about it is that the international market, we can't try sell what they live, like the everyday life. You can't, like, you know, sell that image. Like Ferraris, they have more money than us. So it's just like, you're just trying to, you know, so what they don't have, we must give them that. And La Duma is doing exactly that. He's incorporating Xhosa culture into fashion.
Yes.
So they don't know. So that's why they admire and they love that stuff. And he's just like taking over.
And Trevor Stearman, you were referencing.
Trevor, yeah. I'm friends with these people. So it's just being around them, and we're all doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Like La Duma's going to design, you know, the clothes. Trevor's going to style. I'm going to take photos, we're gonna take all that, we're gonna send it.
It's so just basically like, that's a holy together. Trinity the world should be aware of.
No, we come
Trevor
together
and Anele, yeah.
We come together because we understand that, you know, we need to share what we have, and we have such, I mean, come on, South Africa is literally the best country in the world.
That's incredible.
It's the best, man.
It's awesome. And who or what are some of your muses? If you had to, you know, go to a certain space or sit in from a certain rock on a mountain, you're like, you know what, here I can draw and sketch for hours, or you look at someone, you're like, I'd like to just photograph you. Who would you have to say are some of your muses in 2016?
There's a lot of people for different ideas.
Okay.
That's the thing. So I don't have like my favorite yet, but it's just a lot of people, because I don't want to name drop and then it was like,
hey, I wasn't on the list and then it's
a
problem.
I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm going to be working with a lot of people.
Let's name drop people you have worked with and you're like, okay, you were cool.
Yeah. Mabs.
Uh-huh.
Paul Tusi. Nomza Mombata.
Do you know what I noticed? You know someone is really cool when they just named off the first name. Because that's what I noticed. You're like, yeah, Trevor. And I was like, who's Trevor? Oh, Trevor Stearman. Now you're like, oh, man, just casually. These people are just like your clique, your homies. it's fine. I'll help you up
the
here.
The art honestly put me on, you know, what I do. That's what they admire. And that's how we came together, you know. Like, I understand what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And I managed to capture that in every image that I, you know, that we work on together, and they like that.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's how I build friendships, you know. I'd rather work with my friends than like, you know, sit around and whatever.
Okay.
No,
I hear you. I hear you though. I hear you. Don't worry. Yeah.
You can't have 20 people you party with and like none of those people you can do business with.
Exactly.
It just doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
So I keep those kind of people around, like good energy.
So on that note, I'm just chilling with Anele. See what I did there? Just first name vibe. Because we're now, it's just like that. Because like, I'm going to be cool. You know? Exactly. This is Untapped Talent right here on cliffcentral.com. The conversation continues straight after this with our next guest joining in. Her name is Valeska. This is cliffcentral.com.
Untapped Talent on cliffcentral.com.
This is Untapped Talent with myself, C.S. Sangweni Finn, right here on cliffcentral.com. I feel like I'm feeling slightly sicker than usual, but what I absolutely love is that I'm with guests who sort of understand what I'm going through. So earlier on, I was heading to our creative, not even photographer, not even social influencer, not even sketcher. He's our creative for the morning, Anele Papu. And I'm now joined by Valeska. She's a natural born performer, singer, songwriter, and all around everything. Good morning, Valeska.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you today?
I am not so good, but I'm slightly better because you're also feeling a bit under the weather.
I'm feeling a bit under the weather today. It's got some food poisoning.
Yeah,
but I'm here.
You're here and you're standing up and you look absolutely amazing.
Thank you so much.
I wish I looked like you when I was sick. Meanwhile, back at the office, I just look horrible. And that's the horrible thing with sick people as well. Is as soon as they see someone else sick, it's like a whole 20-minute long conversation about how bad the other one has it.
And how the medicine is actually not working. So what's the point?
No,
what's the point, right?
Not even working for me one bit. But exactly. Let's not sound depressing.
Yes.
Let's talk about positive things.
I agree.
Including your career.
Yes.
So you are just like an all-round performer.
Yes.
I think that's the best way to describe it, because you do a little bit of singing, you actually work behind the scenes as a songwriter, you also do some acting and vocal coaching as well.
Yes.
Where and when did it all start for you?
Well, I was very young. I had acting lessons since I was 9 years old.
Wow.
And I never really sang as much. My mom forced me to sing in church, you know. You know those ones?
Yes.
I wasn't very happy because it was like a very depressing church. You know, back in the day, those churches where you're not allowed to clap or anything.
Yeah. So it's just like one solo serenading Jesus.
You would like sing one song and they would like look at you with this like dead silence, you know. And I was like, singing ain't for me, y'all.
Oh,
I'm
goodness.
Not singing.
I'm kind of signing out on this one.
I'm done.
Yes.
And then something amazing happened. I was chosen to sing the lead in my school choir. And our school choir did so well that we actually went on to become the finale singers at the Rentmeester Festival, youth festival, every evening.
Oh,
in the State Theatre.
Wow.
And the first evening I was on that, you know, the opera theatre, it's massive.
Uh-huh.
You know? Now, I'd never really been on a big stage. So, you know, me, little old me, 16 years old. So we go onto this big stage. And we stand there, the lights are all off. And we sang the finale song. You know that song, If I Could Reach by Gloria Estefan?
No, I totally don't know it. So now you have to sing like two lines from it.
It goes, if I could reach higher, if I could try my very best, I put my spirit to the test, I'm gonna be something. I can't even remember all the words.
Be stronger.
Stronger. Okay.
Exactly. Like that's a bit of a... applause moment. Yes. Of course I know the song, but it's just all the more better now that you...
Anyway, so yes, and I mean, I was so young and standing there on little choir dresses and this lights go on and the song starts and that the curtain closed and the entire evening's performers were behind us and like behind us and we didn't see them.
Yeah.
We had these movements we did, you know, and as that chorus hit and that curtain lifted up and these lights went on, something happened. It was like goosebumps.
Yeah.
Like, I knew this is it.
Yeah.
This is what I was going to do. I can still feel it now.
There's nothing like that to really affirm.
And something just stood up in me. Like, this is going to be it. And my whole life just changed.
So you've never looked back ever since?
No.
From that age, yeah.
I started doing my state fairs, competitions, won everything I did. Just overnight with no training. Just passion driven.
Yeah.
Like, it was my survival. I grew up quite... in a hectic environment.
Uh-huh.
So that was like my survival for me. Mm. Escape. That made me come alive.
That's absolutely amazing. So 16 years old, you now definitely knew what you were going to do, but you still balanced all the pressures of school and you went on to have a conventional education as well. Why was it so important for you to still have that good, solid education?
I was always a bit of an overachiever in school. I was always like, you know,
what did I say at the top of the show? I knew if I was at school with you, I would have hated you.
I think you would have loved me. I probably would have helped you with your homework.
Oh, there we go. Then you and I.
I was one of those as well. Okay. So I would have been like giving you my books. Like, come on, come now.
Anela, did you know, like, as soon as you knew that you were autistic and you like sketching, were you like, actually, I don't need that physics and that maths and the...
No, not quite. Eh?
Really?
Not really, yeah. Because you need to like lay down the foundation.
It's balance,
you
know, as well.
Oh, you guys, I envy
that.
You.
You need that.
Oh, in grade 10, my maths teacher told me like, Sia, I actually don't think maths is for you. I was like, you know what, ma'am? I think you're onto a good thing. I don't like this. You know, as soon as the alphabets came in with the numbers, I was also kind of over maths. So I had that sort of dose of honesty. I had to be honest. But you really were an overachiever, and I think that really is a good thing, but still very, very determined. And so as soon as you matriculated, how did you go about handling the big, bad world and all of its realities?
Sure. I had such a disillusionment about what the industry is about, hey? I thought it was like, you know, gold, glamour, glitz. And I found out as I grew up that all that gold, all that glitter ain't gold.
Yes.
I was like, wow, Valeska, it's like a wild animal. Wild and Valeska. Really wild with crazy eyes, you know.
What is that first slap in your face of reality?
Well, I did, my first show was called Zing. It was a reality show, Afrikaans duet competition.
Uh-huh. It was on GateNet and Mnet, right?
Yes. And that was my first big wake-up call. They just basically use you to get what they want, basically, the industry. So you must be very careful who you let into your private space and into your personal life, because they say a lot of stuff to you and you believe them when you're young, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they make money from you that you don't even know about, or they get a lot of stuff from you you learn the hard way. You just want to sing, you know?
Yeah.
I just want to sing. It's my passion.
So you're going to approve everything. You're going to sign off things. You have no idea.
You just trusted people because you're so young and naive. And then suddenly, you know, you start seeing people's real colors. They start treating you really bad. They start making all these hectic demands. People just talk bad behind your back. You think people that loved you and cared for you actually never cared for you. They just saw talent and they wanted to like have that to make something for themselves. And, you know, the people in the industry, not all of them, not all of them are very friendly and nice. And
it's the truth. At the end of the day,
actually, sorry, but it's the truth.
And then is also here, like nodding away. Like,
I just want to confirm the nodding.
You don't have friends in the industry,
really.
You shouldn't. Yeah.
It's very difficult,
it's
like, really.
Because I think the reality is, at the end of the day, it's not called showbiz for no reason. You know, it's a show business, and someone is there. Mm-hmm. You know, the bottom line is they want to make money.
Yeah.
So whether you're 6 or 16, whether you know, they just want to cash in and make this work and profitable for them.
Yeah,
and if you start saying no, oh my gosh. If you start saying, listen, I know my worth. I know that I don't feel good about this. Like, you've got a gut feeling. Anela, you know this, right?
You're starting a war.
But when you're young, you're still like, you trust these people. So you're like, no, maybe I'm wrong with my gut feeling.
Uh-huh.
When you get older and you've been burned a few times, you're like, hell no. Like, no, but no, like, you can tell me, like, the sun is shining, you know, like, there's greener grass that side, there's money, there's rainbows and unicorns, and I would have believed you. Now I can see,
exactly.
I can see that the only reason why the grass is greener that side is, you know why.
Wow.
Because there's more that side.
I never thought of it that way, but okay. If that's what you say. Valeska, I have to say, something that I've just picked up from you now, and that I really put in high regard, is your perseverance and your determination. I think that really, really says a lot about your character, about where you've been, and about most definitely where you are going to go in future as well. Where did that come from? Because I also know that you were in an accident. It was the press night of a theater production you were involved in. You were 19 years old. Mm. You know, a tragic accident. How did you not let that stop you? Because for so many people, it would be like, oh, well, if this is what happens, and, you know, maybe it's a sign, and let me just sit down and pack my bags, and it's done.
Well, it did almost happen. It was very tragic. It was very traumatic for me. I was in and out of hospital for almost a year. And because it was my first big theatre show, like I'm 19, I get this massive theatre show with Dino Renaka, Rian Swanepoel, and Mia Thomas, come on, and me.
Wow.
With no theatre training whatsoever. I mean, you know, it was like a dream come true. I'm out of house, I'm making money, I'm living in Joburg.
Yeah.
And then this happens to me. And it literally crushed me in my dreams because, you know, a 1.2-ton steel gate fell on me and it crushed me. It crushed my entire body. It broke my arms. It crushed my head. It was quite a massive thing in the news.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very bad for me as a person.
Yeah.
Because I was in the news, like headlines read, rising star crushed by tons of steel. You know, it was a massive thing in the media and nobody actually cared. That was the sad thing. Like they just took your story and they made up the most weirdest things, you know, about me. And I'm thinking, wow, this is not what happens. And I'm lying there in ICU, not even surviving.
How long were you in hospital for altogether?
Like I said, a year in and out. I was in hospital at least 3-4 days a week for checkups and stuff. It was very bad. So I'll go back home and then I go back.
And what kept you going in a moment like that?
I must be honest with you, that wasn't good for me. Hey, it did something to me. At that time, I'm now a saved newborn Christian. I wasn't back then. And it was very traumatic to be alone in this, not understanding life. How could this happen to me?
Yeah.
You know, I've been through enough already. How can I survive this? And so what happened is I just kept going. I took it off and then I started dancing for a year. I didn't sing anymore. I didn't act. I didn't want to. I was scared.
Yeah.
But I danced with my broken limbs and everything. I decided I'm going to go do a year of just dancing, which was crazy because I couldn't really anyway do the stuff they taught me. But I was like, I'm going to just dance now. And I
and
started.
You did. You see, once again, this perseverance.
I don't know how.
Amazing.
Oh, look at you.
No, yeah, I really do think it's great. Yeah, I'm at a loss for words at your perseverance. And from that point on, you've spearheaded and to the point where you now have your latest single.
Yeah.
Not Again. I want to play that in just a bit, but tell us the backstory behind that song.
Oh, really?
Well,
I always tell these boyfriends of mine, ex-boyfriends of mine, see, be careful.
Yes. You're about to pull a little Taylor Swift.
Baby.
You're going to pull a Taylor Swift
I'm going to say the name because shame. But I mean...
Yeah, name and shame them. Is that what you're going to do?
Name. I'll just say his name starts with an R. I'm going to say that.
Yeah, that's for you, okay. Richard. No, I'm joking. I don't know. I'll just go through all the R's I know. Roger. Reggie.
Anyway.
Ricardo. Oh, no, you said Afrikaans.
Okay.
During the song, I'll be writing everything down.
Anyway, so, this song was written for a guy. Like, I've been single for 2 years now, basically.
Yes.
I've been just...
you are
single people.
I just decided to just, you know, find myself.
Uh-huh.
Really find myself. So I decided to be alone. And I dated a lot of guys, just dated. So not serious. Because I get serious quite quickly because I'm one of those people.
Uh-huh.
I just want to commit, you know. So I decided, no, Valeska, just see like what's out there, you know. Like just be single, just date. You'll know soon enough. Like after the first date, right, you sort of know already. Yes. Come on.
I don't even go that far.
He's like, what's up,
Dan? Anele, I don't think this is the show for you. I think there's a show called Dr. Phil. Maybe you can talk about that more.
When I got here this morning, I got crushed because I left set around 4 a.m.
Sure.
And then I came here and it was like,
I'm
single.
Yeah. Like, you're not really for that. You're not ready for that.
You know?
Yeah, once again, Dr. Phil, I told you earlier. Yes.
So I don't really fall in love with a lot of, you know, guys quickly. I don't. I always check it out, you know. You never know. These charming people. Yeah. Those charming ones are the most dangerous ones. You know?
You said it yourself. Not everything that glitters is gold.
Exactly. The same with men. I'm not generalizing yet. I'm sorry. The ones I've met. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
So, and then this guy just, you know, he just took my breath away. It was just something. He was mysterious. You have no idea how mysterious this guy was. He was...
not exactly full on.
Yes, you know, he made like, up these stories.
Didn't
and I
have all
him.
The tools in the toolbox.
Yes, yeah. And then he would like tell me that he wants to like be with me and he loves me, and then he'd disappear and like don't leave me alone. And then he'd come back and he'll be like, "No, I like you," and I really liked him, so I took this crap. I never take that from a guy. And then one day I was like fed up. He literally told me he was going to marry me, and then the next day he like Skyped me because he was in America, and he's like, "No." Basically, he is now. He spoke to some higher power, and now he's realized that I'm not his wife, and Mr. And please don't contact him again.
Yo.
And in that moment, I wrote the song. I was like, you know what? Not a freaking again. Not again, Valeska. Not again. When this guy phones you or Skypes you, whatever it's you, you're going to be not again, not again, not again. And the song just started happening in my head. Not again, not again. I was like, not again. This is not going to happen to me. And then I saw a month later, he was engaged. And a month later, he was married.
Wow.
Mr. R.
You know what, with that said, Mr. R, wherever you are in the world, you have taught us an amazing lesson. Not again. This is Not Again right here on cliffcentral.com.
Cliffcentral.com. CliffCentral.com.
Oh, that was Not Again by Valeska Raich on CliffCentral.com. You guys, if you only knew what happened in studio during that song break. With my guests, Anela and Valeska Raich on CliffCentral.com. It just incited this huge, deep, Dr. Phil-worthy conversation about relationships. Thank you, Valeska. Thanks. That's what your Taylor Swift ways make happen. Now we're all like, okay, we need to get our lives and check it in order. But that, you know, I commend you on being so brave and open about everything, your feelings and putting that into your work. Because that's exactly what you do, Anela, as well, with your, you know, your photography. You just need to be as honest as possible, because at the end of the day, you're just expressing who you are.
Yeah.
So I think that's huge from both of you guys. But I also want to know, just individually, what are your plans for the future? 2016 has just summer kicked off. We're heading for March now. But what are your plans for 2016? Let me start with you, Anela.
Just keep doing what I'm doing, man. You know, just pushing the boundaries and try and take our culture and, you know, overseas. You know, that my plan right now is just to make sure that all the images that I produce, they get to hit other, you know, countries.
And that's be friends with Kanye West.
I doubt I'd enjoy that.
I
like his creative ability and...
But not him as a person.
No, not like that. I just mean hanging out with him. I don't think he would talk about the same things.
Okay.
He was tweeting that he wants, a billion from Mark Zuckerberg.
Well, he was tweeting a lot of things this week. I think he needs to stay away from Twitter.
I'm sitting here, you have a Lamborghini and you want a billion.
Exactly, for what does he want the
sell
money?
Sell all the stuff that you have and then do what you want. It's like, you know what I mean? We don't have the same problems. I feel like we won't gel. It's just like, you know.
What about you, Valeska? 2016 plans?
Well, I agree with him. I just want to keep going and keep doing what I'm doing. And, you know, it's about, it's about, I think, internal, getting that internal happiness inside of you. If you just stay true to yourself and you're an authentic artist, you're doing something right. And it's very difficult in this world where they tell you how to be, what to look like, what to draw, what to think, what to... You've got to really separate yourself and almost sanctify yourself as an artist. And then remember why you do stuff and who are you, really, without all these influences.
Definitely.
And be authentic.
Yeah.
I think for me, it comes down to that. So, but I want to write a number one hit song internationally, obviously. I'm writing... I just finished my fifth single now.
Awesome.
So there's a lot coming. We're just doing my EP. So we're just writing. I want to keep writing till I get that massive song. I want to work with international songwriters. I want to, you know, I want to experience creative energies, really good energies around me for other people.
Listen, and you can definitely make that happen with your perseverance. I like, there's nothing short that's going to come from you. Folks, where can we keep up with both of you? Where can we hear about you? Where can we hear your songs? Where can we view your artwork, etc., etc.? On social media, wherever.
Okay, well, I'm on Facebook, Valeska Miller. There's a fan page.
And that's Miller with a U, M-U-L-L-E-R.
Yes. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, I'm on SoundCloud, I'm on YouTube. My video from Not Again is actually on YouTube, so
that's
they can
awesome.
Go check it out.
Yes.
And and I'm on iTunes, Amazon. I'm over 200 different downloading platforms as well for Not Again. So you can
Fantastic.
Find it anywhere. Literally.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Mr. Anela, what about you?
Social media, Anela Papu. That's P-A-P-U, Anela A-N-E-L-E. And that's on all social platforms.
Everything.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
And I saw you on
Tumblr,
Snapchat as well. I'm still not on Snapchat. I don't understand what goes on there. I'm just going to leave all you Snapchat people to the side.
I had the account for like 3 months. I only just started using it about 3 days ago.
Well, okay. we're gonna take photos now, and then we're just going to tag.
Let's see how it works.
Find us on your page, you know?
Somewhere or the other. Fantastic stuff.
And I'm busy building an app now. Just to make my work. Yeah,
wow.
I just want like that exclusivity to put out my work. Yeah.
This is massive, and thank you guys so much for stopping by this morning.
Thank you, man.
Both of you have like
having
awesome stories to tell, from Anele and his take on Kanye West and Valeska and about Mr. R and Not Again. We have a lot to talk about and to digest this morning, folks. Thank you so much for both
thank
of you,
you for having
stopping
us,
by
thank
in
you.
Studio. And more especially, thank you for listening every single week. We do this every single week, every Friday from 9 a.m. right on cliffcentral.com. Until next week, when Sia's feeling slightly better, not as fluey. My name is Sia, and I'll see ya.
Untapped talent on cliffcentral.com.